105.5 WDHA. Me, Terry Carr, welcome to the WDHA Coors Light Studio. They are like family. We love these guys. Josh Todd and Stevie D from Buck Cherry. And Josh is like in full rock star mode. The shirt's off because the studio's always warm.
That was it.
I feel like we're at a concert, at a show, right?
We have an extra packed studio. All right, I want to talk about the new record, War Paint. Congratulations on a record that you guys kind of said you really felt we had to make this record. And you guys were so happy with the way it came out. Talk to me a little bit about why you had to make a record like this.
There was just a lot of stuff that went down over those 3 years. We had some lineup changes. Stevie and I were going through a lot of peaks and valleys in our personal lives as well, you know, and it always makes for a good songwriting, really. It's almost like the most identical situation that happened before 15. So we almost did the same thing. We worked really hard on the songwriting. We wrote about 30 songs for a...
I read that, like, between 30 and 40. That's crazy. That's a lot of material.
Yeah, but that's how you get a great record, you know, and then we narrowed it down at the end, and we all compiled lists, and War Paint was born.
Wow. And the first single that we're getting at radio, Bent, is like, I think, like the perfect Buck Cherry tune. It's like a Buck Cherry, Buck Cherry, Buck Cherry tune. It's a perfect song.
Yeah, it's quintessential Buck Cherry.
I mean, it's funny that there was a radio guy or a label guy in England who called it first. He's like, this is his song, mate. And, and then across the board, everyone at the label said that should be your first single without talking to each other. So, and that was a song that I'm not sure that we thought was going to make the record.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a creeper. It really kind of came up after we recorded it with Mike Plotnikoff, our producer.
Who came back with you guys?
Yeah, just kind of woke up.
Yeah.
And like, wow. We always knew the verses were really strong, you know, it was just like getting the whole thing to pop, and it was kind of a mixed, you know, sonic thing, and it just happened.
Now, when did you guys realize, because I mean, I just talked about the quintessential Buck Cherry sound. You guys weren't going for any kind of like a feel on this, like a retro feel, or we want to sound like this. When did you guys realize, hey, look, we have our own sound. This is our sound. This is what our band does.
I think that at some level, I mean, we didn't make a conscious decision to, we're going to have the album sound like this. But I think that we do know what Buck Cherry sounds like, you know, inherently. So what we do is we just write songs, because at some point during the process you start to slow down and you get a block and you don't know what to write.
Sure, absolutely.
But you just got to keep writing, and what comes naturally to us is songs like War Paint and Closer and Bent and those types of songs. You know what I mean?
And I would imagine if 40 tunes are churning out, that this was probably an experience for you guys, writing and then going into the studio. That was pretty awesome. It probably had an ease to it. It feels like it did.
Well, it's not always easy. There's a point early on, there's still a lot of we're learning this kind of language between the two of us, songwriting language, that has to happen before we can hit a stride. You know, we were doing that, and we kind of worked through that with Josh Todd and The Conflict, a record we worked on before.
Yep. But you guys are like a really great team now. I mean, you guys are sort of...
You know, Stevie and I have known each other since I was 19, you know.
We
met up in Hollywood. We worked together. That's how we met, you know. We worked at a vintage clothing store. We were both struggling musicians. And then
we drank a lot
roommates.
Of booze together. We did a lot of...
Nah.
Yeah, we grew up and we threw up together, and...
We grew up together.
But I think that's so important, because there's a chemistry between the two of you. There's this, like, and you're very different personalities, you know, very different personalities. But you can sort of see, you know, that connection between the two of you, the respect that you have for each other, and how the work seems, for us anyway, as fans, there seems to be an ease when the two of you guys are together and in a room. I can always tell. We have a lot of artists here in our studio. You can always tell when there's tension between the guys in the band.
Sure.
Never, ever did we feel that. You guys are very sort of interconnected as bandmates and friends, so
you know what the whole band is now too. It's
good feeling, I would imagine.
Hitting on all cylinders. The live shows are great. We're actually playing Irving Plaza in New York.
Yes, Friday night, Irving Plaza. Who's going to Irving Plaza? Everybody's going to Irving Plaza.
After that, Penn's Peak.
Oh, nice, awesome. I'll tell you.
Favorite radio song.
Oh my goodness.
Well, when I first picked this up, and I looked, and I'm like, there's a song on this called Radio Song. I actually have it on my notes. I'm like, I got to talk to you guys about Radio Song, because for me, obviously,
it really hit home. It picked up every reason why I'm on the radio, why I wanted to be on the radio, and what the radio meant to me. So to see you guys, who have always been kind of a radio band, I mean, radio's always loved that Buck Cherry vibe, you know?
Yeah, you know, that was the whole concept behind Radio Song is like, you know, so many times I'll have a bad day, you know, or I'll be in my head and everything's going wrong and I'll be driving around the city and hustling and searching for that dollar, right? And then, you know, a hit will come on, like a song I really like, and I'll get lost in the song and everything is okay again. And life just gets easier at that point. Yeah. You're like, you just reset, you know? And that's been my experience with radio since I was a child. You know, it marked our summer times. And so I wanted to capture that in song.
You did. You did.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, awesome.
Sure.
Are we coming up to 20 years of Buck Cherry?
Yeah.
First record was 1999.
Crazy.
Yeah, eight records, one EP.
I was here for that record. I played that record here when the record first came out, and I was like, oh my God, who are these guys?
A big supporter of Buck Cherry.
You're a rock.
We love you for that.
Yeah, no. It's these guys. We are luckily a radio station that is luckily driven by the people who listen to it. They let us know what they like, and trust me, these folks know. I know what they don't like, too. Because they let us know that. Cherry's known for the live show. I remember the first show I saw you guys at, too. It wasn't a club show.
No?
You guys opened for Lenny Kravitz at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That was...
I remember that show vividly.
I remember...
In my head, it was packed. I walked on stage, and it was like 2,000 people walking to their seats, scattered out. I was like...
But you guys were great. I mean, it's Madison Square Garden, you know, and that was the first time I saw Buck Cherry.
We had a great show, but it was that moment where I was like, all right, going to lower my expectations every time I walk.
And we are back with Josh and Stevie from Buck Cherry Live in the studio. So you guys are rocking Irving Plaza on Friday night. We want everybody to come out and get their tickets.
Irving Plaza Friday night, it's going to go off.
It always goes off. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Known for the live shows, really. I mean, when everybody first kind of met Buck Cherry back in the day, everybody's like, you got to see these guys live. You got to see these guys live. I want to talk to you, Josh. We just were talking a little bit off the air with the fans here about fasting and stuff. How do you keep in such great shape, the voice in such great shape, which is really hard? You've got that distinct sound. Nobody will ever say, gee, I wonder who that is on that song. And the songs when you're performing, these physical songs, you are always performing physical songs.
Like right now, this is after three shows in a row.
Crazy.
And did this. And, you know, morning shows are like a whole different animal than... So I had to get up. I got up. I set my alarm for 9 a.m. Like, it's just really boring stuff being a singer, but it takes a lot of discipline. And, like, I wanted to sound as good as I could today, so I didn't eat before I went to bed last night.
Wow.
So I hadn't had any food until the morning. And just because you want to... cut down on any kind of acid reflux or anything like that. It's not good for your voice, you know. And, you know, room temperature water is all I drink. I don't drink.
Oh, I'm so glad we didn't chill it because a lot of people don't like that either. So good. Good.
It's really boring, you know, especially.
No, it's not, though. It's not boring because I don't think people really realize what goes into it. These are physical shows. And to be on the bus and to be touring and stuff, especially in the cold weather months, is really hard.
I got a lot of stuff that I've learned over the years to get through a lot of adversity and you know, because it's all changed the game, you know, like a lot of these rock bands now are just running tracks live and we don't ever do that, you know. So it's like, if I sound bad one day, it's pretty noticeable, you know what I mean? It's like you can't rely on perfectly in-tune vocals coming through the PA. And so you got to learn how to sing good, sick, as good as you can, you know. I don't like to cancel shows, so.
Yeah, you guys never cancel.
Singing sick is like, I think I've, you know,
I'm pretty
good at singing sick. I've had to learn that. But, you know, all these kinds of things, you know. You learn a lot about what you're made of when you walk on stage with that kind of stuff going.
Absolutely, absolutely. War Paint, by the way, is the amazing, amazing new collection. Talk to me a little bit about the title, too, because it's pretty interesting. I looked at it, and I sort of saw it as coming kind of full circle. And then I was like, well, it's got the tattoos, and then there's a sort of a Native American thing that you know, kind of were fascinated by.
Exactly.
To say the least. So there's a couple of different meanings, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We threw around a bunch of names. And War Paint was a song already, you know, and we like symbolism and we We wanted a, you know, I love one word record titles. You know, I think if you have too many, it's just, you know, it's hard to remember. And we kept coming back to Warpaint, and it's exactly what you said. You know, I mean, I've been fascinated with heavily tattooed people since I was a kid. You know, that's why I wanted to get tattooed. You know, and so Warpaint is just like, you know, the Native Americans did it to get through big stages of their lives, like puberty, or women got tattooed for when they were going through pregnancy, and putting on Warpaint to go face the battle. And all that stuff, all that symbolism is really cool for us. And then we got some really great artwork from our label for the cover. And once we saw that, it was like, boom.
Yeah.
It's on, you know.
Yeah. It's a Buck Cherry. It's just a Buck Cherry collection. I mean, you can tell just by looking at it. You can feel it. I want to talk about the fan base, too. Super loyal. Kelly is back here. Where is she? I know her Twitter handle. Awesome. Just found out her name is Kelly. Years, every day, every weekday, you know, because I'm here Monday through Friday, 10 to 3, she has not missed a day of requesting a Buck Cherry song. Wow. When a new record is coming out.
Arigato.
I know. Very nice. Before, you know, a label person tells me, or a management or anything, because Kelly is there for you guys. You have that sort of love affair with the fans. Steve, you were very public recently talking a little bit about your dad who went through a health crisis. And the fans were just, I was watching some of the stuff on social media. They were so there for you. They were right in that pocket with you.
Like, they didn't miss a beat. It's no secret. My dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. And the minute they came up with a treatment, a strategy, I tweeted about it, and immediately, more than any post that I've ever done, or the Buck Cherry, you know, the Buck Cherry social media, my inbox and personal email and texts, it went through the roof of people wanting to help, or well wishing, or prayers and blessings, and all that kind of stuff. It was overwhelming. If I showed it to you, you'd choke you up.
Yeah.
And the girl who runs our social media started a GoFundMe page to tackle the initial treatment costs, and that was met within a matter of minutes. You know, so
yeah, and amazing, just amazing.
Everyone who is within the sound of my voice that helped or just chimed in, thank you so much. My family loves you.
Absolutely.
I love you. Buck Cherry loves you. And, you know, Jersey has always been a great place for us in the country.
Oh yeah.
The world.
Oh yeah.
You know? So we love you guys.
Yeah, and I love seeing the young fans too. We had so many people that registered for this, and you know, they're young. They're like eight. You have to be 18 to enter a contest, but like 18, 19. How does that make you guys feel when you see that you grow the base beyond the people who were here with you 20 years ago?
Full circle. Like, it started out at 15. There was a resurgence of young people. It was all this hip, slick, and cool young crowd, and now we're seeing it again with Warpaint. Like, the first few rows are these people, and they're all – it's funny because the album's been out a couple weeks, and they're all singing the songs, and they're all under 30, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
And then we also get, like, kids of the parents who got into Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
And it becomes this family affair, and that's always cool. A lot of people like that at our meet and greets.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. I love that. So let's talk a little bit about Friday night, a big show coming up at Irving Plaza.
Yes. Mm.
There are a couple of tickets still remaining. When people come out to a Buck Cherry show, if there are any first-timers out there, I've always known that when I go to a Buck Cherry show, it's just one word. And for me, it's just always fun. I always have a great time. Is that sort of what you want to can help bring to the fans, too? It's just always a party.
It is, you know.
Yeah.
That's the, we just want to host the party. We want to have a good time. We want to, you know, it really means a lot to us. You know, we get together before we walk on stage, and we pray. We get in a circle. We get grateful, you know. We really take into consideration that every person there has scheduled their whole month around the show. They spent their money. They want to get away from whatever, the kids or whatever they want to do, that this is their night out, and it means a lot to us, you know. And I mean, that's what we worked our asses off in our little dirty, dark rehearsal room.
Right, when you guys were at the vintage clothing store, you know? That's what the goal was. That was the big picture, you know? And I love that you said that, too. It's their night out. This is a big event for people when people go out to a show.
You know that people have a lot going on in their lives. They have a lot going on in their work week, you know, and they've set aside some money to go have some fun. And we're going to deliver.
And the catalog is so big now. 20 years. 420 is going to be 20. Is that correct?
420.
420 is 20.
How perfect.
Woo! Perfect.
Man, we got some 420s on the bus.
I can imagine. And I'm so happy, too, that in the 20th year, that this is what you guys are putting out, because it's just, it's perfection. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't really have planned it any better. It is amazing. So,
thanks so much.
I want you guys, you know, before we go out, I want to play Bent, but I still want you guys to be able to pick a track from Warpaint that I love when artists get to hear something they have not heard on the radio before at our station, you know, and they're always like, oh man, it's the first time on the radio or whatever. So what track from this, Josh, you mentioned something like Right Now.
Yeah. Well, we get a lot of information on, you know, what people are listening to the most every week. We get some reports, and Right Now is actually the most streamed song on this record, so we'd love to play it for everybody.
Absolutely.
It's a good one, and enjoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.